This is Logan Sekulow. Today, the ACLJ sues the Biden administration.
Live from Washington, D.C., Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to Sekulow. This is Logan Sekulow here with executive producer of Sekulow, Will Haynes. We've got a lot to cover today. Today is the last day of our matching challenge, but more importantly even, we are today suing the Biden administration. Yes, you've probably been hoping and wishing that that would happen, but unfortunately it has to happen because they simply don't respond and they break the rules. And some of the rules are, you know, we submitted FOIA requests, Freedom of Information requests, specifically about the use of aborted baby fetal parts. I know not something you necessarily want to address always on the air, but it's just the truth, and sometimes the truth is hard to hear. No response, Will. Nothing. So what you have to do when you're the ACLJ, that's why we're not just a radio show. We're not just a media organization. Sure, you get to listen to us each and every day or watch us on Facebook or watch us on YouTube, and a lot of that is because you do support the organization at ACLJ.org, which obviously is immensely important. There is a ton of crew around me. This is how we get things done. That's how we pay for that. However, I know this is what other shows can't do, which is we take people to court. And who are we suing today? The Biden administration, because they are not listening. They are not responding. They are breaking the rules. And sometimes you have to take things a step higher to get a response. And we even will, in this first segment, should play. This came up even yesterday. Was this yesterday, last couple days? It came up to Jen Psaki about specifically the use of fetal baby parts for research. So take a listen to this. Any other setup we need?
No, I think that this is an issue that a lot of people are concerned about right now, because the Trump administration actually moved to stop this taxpayer funding of this research. And the Biden administration, in their first 100 days, one of the first things they wanted to bring back was this. So there was a question from a reporter in the press briefing on April 27th. Let's take a listen to Byte 20 to hear what Jen Psaki had to say.
As you well know, the administration just lifted the ban on researchers using fetal tissue from elective abortions. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the leaders of the president's own faith, said in reaction, "It is deeply offensive, quote, to millions of Americans for our tax dollars to be used for research that collaborates with an industry built on the taking of innocent lives." How does the White House respond to that criticism?
I think the White House respectfully disagrees, and we believe that it's important to invest in science and look for opportunities to cure diseases, and I think that's what this is hopeful to do.
So just kind of blows past it, just says it's fine, you know, nothing to see here, move along, let's keep going. We have really short answer, especially when it comes to the president's faith, and then his faith leaders say this is immoral, this is something we have to deal with. But, well, we're taking him to court. We're not going to let it just pass by that way.
That's right. The Freedom of Information Act is a law that gives the American people the right to get certain information from the government. And when we ask the government for this information, a lot of times they either give us an insufficient answer or no answer. Yep. And so what do? We file a lawsuit. Unfortunately, we have to do it often, but we're really good at it, because we do it so often, because the bureaucracy does not want to give us the information here.
And we'll get the answers. Look, sometimes this takes a while. Sometimes not quick fixes, but you have to do this. We have to have organizations like the ACLJ. And look, we got Than Bennett right now in our Washington, D.C. Office. We'll talk a bit to him in the next segment about this and some of the other topics that we're going to address today. There's a lot happening right now. We're also going to talk about the media bias. As you saw, you know, fact checking starting to get removed from the Biden administration after 4 years of dealing with that nonsense. Of course, now those programs seem to magically be ending. We're going to be talking about that. Give us a call. I want to hear from you, not only on specifically the ACLJ going to court against the Biden administration. Maybe you have some ideas for us of where we should go. 1-800-684-3110. And also support the work of the ACLJ. This is the last day of our matching challenge, which means if you give $10, that effectively turns into $20 and so on, because there is another amazing member of the ACLJ on the other end saying, "I'll match that donation." And then also tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on our social media outlets, the J. Sekulow Band returns with the first in-person live concert that they have done in over a year. So again, ACLJ.org, 1-800-684-3110. Be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Seculo. Listen, the ACLJ has been on the front lines of the life issue for a better part of nearly four decades at this point, over 30 years, that Jay Sekulow and the Sekulow family, plus obviously the ACLJ specifically, for over 30 years has been on the front line dealing with the life issue. And that is why, you know, we've been saying this year is ACLJ more than ever, because we know when there's an administration that gets put in power, because we've been doing this for a long time, that you can't just sit back and wait and hopefully there's a new administration that comes in, or maybe there's a softening of a heart that changes within the White House. Obviously, you got to pray for that. Absolutely pray for that. Pray that minds and hearts are changed. But we also have to be available and there to fight back when you need to. And that's why the ACLJ today, maybe some people at the Biden administration are watching right now. Guess what's going to happen today? You're getting sued. Because you're not playing by the rules. And Than Bennett is joining us in Washington, D.C., where sometimes they don't play by the rules, even though they're the ones that make them. So, Than, welcome back. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Logan, I mean, quite often they don't play by the rules. And this is a particularly, I would call it ironic or rich example of that. You remember back when Planned Parenthood got caught with essentially a menu of baby body parts. It's so disgusting to think about, Logan. It's almost hard to verbalize, but you're right. We do have to put the truth out there. The sad reality is that the federal government, taxpayers, you and me, were funding that research. The good news was that during the Trump administration, we saw a lot of that roll back. Now, what does rolling that back mean? Logan, they were specifically pulling grants that had been issued to research entities that were using they were doing research using these fetal remains. And they also set up what I think is maybe the most important thing that they did in this space. They set up this ethics review board where 15 professionals from various different walks of life would look at all of these funding proposals, individuals from outside the government, Logan, and they would make a recommendation to the Secretary of HHS whether or not it met all the ethical requirements that this type of research should. Logan, maybe the most disturbing thing to me, of course, it's disturbing that this funding is happening again under the Biden administration, but they are rolling back that ethics review board. I mean, why in the world would you not want proposals like this to at least go through a review board? But that's what we're looking at today.
Yeah, that seems to be the common thread here, is they're rolling back a lot of things in Washington, D.C., whether that's in the media, whether that's the news, and whether that's things like this. Like, why would you? Like you said, what is the point? And I feel like we have this question that we often pose to you as the audience, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Why would they decide that having this ethics board is all of a sudden not important now that there is a Biden administration? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. What we usually find out is there is no good answer. The good answer is typically They just want to push stuff through as fast as they can and with no barriers and nothing specifically when it comes to life. That is usually the truth, which is if it has anything to do with restrictions on life, it's why you see when a presidential candidate, even for the Democrats, when a Democratic presidential candidate, when they're up there, look at that field that happened this last time. As soon as a couple of them just said, maybe late-term abortion, maybe that's too far. Guess what happened? They are pretty much pushed out of the party, told they were crazy, and removed from any influence. Because this is the number one issue. On both sides, in some ways, it's the number one issue that a lot of people vote for this single issue. And I think that's okay. I know a lot of people said, I'm not a single issue voter. I think there's sometimes being a single issue voter is okay. It simply is. Give us a phone call, like I said, 1-800-684-3110. But Will, there's also other stuff going on that we've been talking about. But this is exactly what happens when things go wrong. And when you realize that people have made a big mistake by putting in administration that is going to be so aggressively against life.
Well, and part of what we're asking for in the FOIA request that was originally sent that we're now having to go to court over is records that determine the moral considerations that the Department of Health and Human Services has or has not taken in undertaking the continued funding using the aborted fetal baby body parts. And that's when you get to the heart of it, when you talk about removing that ethics review board. And then we're asking, were any ethical or moral considerations taken? And we need to look at these records that we're entitled to see if we can determine that. And that's what they're not wanting to give us.
Yeah,
it's not even, are you doing this? Well, we know they're doing it because Jen Psaki admitted to it. We know that they rolled back the regulations. But what we're asking for that we haven't received any response on is what were your moral considerations here? Because we know you removed the ethical review board. So I think it's important, even not just that we're asking for broad records, but there is a point to it. They're targeted in our request to get to the bottom of it and to see what we can get out and let the American people know about.
I'm seeing a lot of calls coming in. A lot of people are commenting that they have even a difficult time commenting on this subject because it is such a gruesome thing to think about. And Than, you just put, we have an internal chat where we can discuss and send each other when the sound bites come in, just a little behind the scenes how it works. So we have a computer screen in front of us. And Than, you said you have an answer to the why. When it comes to why would they repeal the review board and the ethics board?
Yeah, I really do think I have an answer to that question, Logan. It's the right question to ask, but the reason they had to abandon that review board is because they know flatly that this research is unethical. And the other reason, Logan, is that there are more ethical options. But what that would entail would they would get a recommendation back from this review board, and they would have to acknowledge that this type of research using fetal remains is not the most ethical option available. So that's why I think they abandoned it, because they didn't want to have to deal with the recommendations that would come back. But Logan, the other thing that we've talked about on this broadcast many, many times is when it comes to the federal government, personnel is policy. And we told people that if Secretary Javier Becerra was the Secretary of HHS, this is the type of issue that we would be facing. He needs to be asked, Logan, did you consider ethics at all when you made this decision?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to go to ACLJ.org also and read. There is a whole article written by Ben Sisney that's currently on our website, I believe, that goes into more details on this. And I will say this, there's stuff in this I don't want to say on the air. I don't know if there's kids listening. I don't know who's there. There's stuff in this report that is going to turn your stomach. But again, I want you to go to the website and check it out, not just because I'm promoting going to the website, because genuinely, I don't want to say some of these things out loud. I don't want to hear them coming out of my own mouth.
There's a line that Ben Sisney uses that says, this isn't some ghoulish science fiction film.
This is what it feels like.
This is how your tax dollars are being spent, yeah. And it's repulsive. I think that encapsulates what you're saying. What there's reasons on air why we don't want to describe even some of the records we're looking for, because it does seem horrific.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, phone calls are coming in. We're going to take some of those coming up. In the next segment, also, my dad is going to be joining us, Jay Sekulow. He's popping in. Obviously, it's a busy day. I wonder why. What's the topic we're talking about right now? The ACLJ. We're going to court. We're suing the Biden administration. So, guess what? There's some busy people. Also, tonight, they got a live concert with the Jay Sekulow Band. A lot going on today. last day of the matching challenge, one of the most important days of our entire year. So make sure you tune in tonight. It's going to be, if this show is heavy, you're going to have a lot of fun tonight, because tonight the whole band's back together. It's going to be a blast. That's again going to be, I believe, on all of our social outlets. Is that right, guys? They'll tell me. Yeah, on all YouTube, Facebook, we're going to be broadcasting live, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Some new songs, some old songs, but also we'll be talking about the work of the ACLJ and why it's so important that you go to our website right now, aclj.org, make a donation as you can, because right now, again, the last day of the matching challenge, and you've heard me say it a million times, I'm going to say it again. If you give $10, it becomes $20. If you give $100, it becomes $200. You give $1,000, it becomes $2,000. You give $5,000, it becomes $10,000, effectively, because there is someone there, amazing group of donors, who said, we will match up to a certain amount your specific needs. So if someone says, hey, I really want to give, this is the perfect time to give and the best time to give.
And I have an update.
Okay.
The lawsuit has now officially been filed. Just got a text message from Ben Sisney, our attorney that handles and really does a great job with the FOIA practice within the ACLJ. He just let me know this lawsuit has now been filed as we're on air.
So we're going to tell the Biden administration, we'll see you in court. You can be there, you know, with us in spirit. And that's by supporting the work that we do here. I know you, again, you may be just a viewer on our Facebook page. You may just be a listener on radio. You may be someone who just stumbled upon us on YouTube, and you may go, there's a guy right there and he's talking about all this stuff. I'm not just talking. We have an organization of hundreds of people that are currently working on the legal side of all of this. We have a full, we're a constitutional nonprofit law firm, and we do all this work specifically for you as an American citizen, not just specifically these big topics like this. We also help you specifically. If you need legal help, guess what? You go to aclj.org, there's a big button that says get legal help. And what that does is when you fill out, as long as it's within our scope of the work that we do, you are talking straight to one of our attorneys at no cost. Obviously, we pay our attorneys because they're really good and they deserve it. But we do that with your support. So that's what I encourage you to do right now. This is our big fundraising day, but also happens to be the day we sue the Biden administration. A day, remember forever, April 30th, my wife's birthday. So you know what? It's a day to celebrate. Go to aclj.org. Again, aclj.org/donate if you want to go direct to donate. But there's so much great content. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up. Hit the subscribe. If you're on Facebook, share this with your friends. You want to know a free way to support the ACLJ? If you can't afford to donate right now, that is a great way to do it, which is just connect on all social media and share this content. The word, this is not going to be the number one story on Fox News. You've got to be our voice. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
It is the ACLJ more than ever in 2021. And hey, one of our final editions of the More Than Ever series, the text series, which maybe that's a hint of what's coming soon, is available now on aclj.org. But guess what? If you've enjoyed those, there is a new series coming to our YouTube channel, and it's going to be really great. Our new ACLJ More Than Ever series. Keep a watch for that. We'll give you more information. Again, that's what, if you support the work of the ACLJ, you also get great content like we do here. We're joined in studio. We're a little busy today.
Busy day.
With my dad, Jay Sekulow.
While you've been talking about
lawsuits,
I'm reviewing another one.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a busy time.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
And you have a concert tonight.
Yeah, so look, I want to talk about the concert for a minute if we can. So we do these at the end of the month of the Matching Challenge. But obviously, over the last year and a half, it's been a year and a half.
Because usually we do them at the end of Matching Challenge. Matching Challenge is it's not every month.
Right.
So the last one was
December
of, the year.
Of 2019. Yeah. New Year's Eve is when it ran. And then the only time the band got together after that was our friend John Schneider came in. But there wasn't the whole band, because Keith Burns came from Trick Pony and some of these other guys. So it was kind of an amalgamation. So then we've been doing these things, you know, via remote.
We're all distance, little boxes.
Then we had everybody come into the studio. When we opened up our offices, we had everybody come into the studio, but come in individually. This time, everybody's there. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's good. And we play a couple of new tunes. A couple of ones that you know, and that was helpful to us too. By the way,
that'll because be fun tonight.
And it's going to air tonight at
eight Eastern.
My understanding, it's going to be on ACLJ Jay Sekulow Facebook. Both of those, the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page, it should be on as well.
We'll be sharing them to all of them, and also on YouTube.
And I don't know, do we run anyplace else on social?
Those are pretty. That's pretty much the top places to go. It's going to be a lot of fun. Watch that tonight at 8 o'clock. Eastern time.
Shifting the band interview. I thought you were going to interview me about the band. No,
I know a lot about the band.
Yeah. How good did it feel to be back in person, all of you together?
You know what was interesting? The first time we practiced, it was really good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Everybody's tight. The band was tight.
Should we take some calls on this? Let's take calls on today's topic we've been talking about again. We're in court with the Biden administration. You're suing them, not in court, but the lawsuit has been filed.
You correctly described the lawsuit by not describing the lawsuit, because it's disgusting.
Yeah, I've said, if you want to know more details, it's on the website, but it's just not really content you want to put over the air, to be honest.
But of course, the HHS secretary is the most pro-abortion. I mean, this is a guy that tried to close down crisis pregnancy centers, so you know what you're dealing with here.
All right, let's take a phone call. Let's go first to Mary Ellen in Illinois on line four. Mary Ellen, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, everyone. Thanks for beautiful work. I just want to say one thing. It's just disgusting and outrageous, but I have a question. Every time the people on the side of truth request FOIAs, they often come back almost 100% redacted.
Yeah.
So how do you overcome that?
Well, it's a process. So the redactions already come back. So we've been through the redaction process. So now you're arguing for the production of documents and no redactions. So that's the step we're now at. Now, what's interesting about that, and I think what's significant about that is, and this is one of several that we filed, we had a really good ruling in another case, unrelated. Okay, it was another case against the Department of State, against the Biden administration, but there the court ordered unredacted documents produced. It set forth what the precedent would be. So we actually, Mary Ellen, now have a precedent from the same court, different judge, same court in Washington, D.C., and that helps build upon a body of case law that allows us to then get this done. But again, you asked a great question. This is going to be a fight. These are always a fight. But then you get you fight them and you get the answers. And look, we were able to dismantle the IRS's tax-exempt divisions corruption over that. It took years to do it, but you got to have patience. But we are active. I mean, as Logan said, we've got new cases being filed today, and Will was just talking about as well. And then also, I'm reviewing another one right this minute, right next in the room next door.
Yeah, and Will, one of the ones we can bring up today was also filing a brief today.
That's right.
And why don't you give a little bit of details of what that's about? Essentially, kind of connected to COVID tax.
That's right. So we talked about a week ago that there was this Ohio lawsuit where the state of Ohio was suing the Biden administration for regulations within the COVID relief bill that would bar states from doing any revenue offsets, so any cutting of taxes, any tax credits. And if they did that, directly or indirectly, there was a clawback measure where the state would have to pay back the relief aid that it was granted under the law. So Ohio was the first to file a federal lawsuit, but now Alabama and 13 other states have joined with their own lawsuit in a different district court. And so now we're going to see what happens. We're filing on behalf of members of Congress, though.
But yeah, 88 members of Congress, including our lead senator was Tim Scott.
That's great.
But having said that, I mean, think about what he said.
Which Joe Biden today said, I kind of agreed with Tim Scott's statement. You see that? That came out today, too. So, good. You know what? Maybe there's some turning of tides.
Yeah, well, he responded aggressively to it in the right way, right. And I'm going to be with him next month. He's definitely a leader of the Republican Party. But let me say this. I mean, this idea that you're going to penalize a state that gets COVID relief funds because they decide to lower some taxes on some entities or individuals, is called socialism. That is the government, the federal government, telling the state, you get this money. Not only are there conditions to it, we're going to tell you how to run your state.
I think people probably want to know this, and I even asked this, is why the ACLJ is important for this specific type of topic. Because in general, you first hear, you go, okay, why are we getting involved in how states have their tax regulations? What is it that the American Center for Law and Justice, and why is that within our scope?
Because the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution talks about powers reserved to the states. And that's always been fundamentally important. Remember, if Roe versus Wade gets overturned, what happens? It goes back to the states for them to decide. So the state authority on these issues are important. Anytime there's a constitutional challenge, and look, especially with and you got a pandemic going on, and the government's going to misuse Rahm Emanuel that said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So right. What they're trying to do is social engineer an entire change. Because, Logan, if they can start telling states you can't lower taxes, they'll start telling states you can't prohibit abortions in certain circumstances. You can't do this. So what we have to do and what we are doing, and it's a very impressive group. I think it's 80. It ended up in 88 or 89.
Fan is a little more vicious. We have how many, what, and who's on this?
Yeah, there's 78 on this one, 58 members of the House, 20 members of the Senate, includes Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, Jay. So very, very good group.
I mean, you got Kevin McCarthy. I think Senator Cornyn's on it as well, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I mean, it's like I said, Senator Scott, I mean,
it's a big list.
Right, you got the minority leader of the House.
Well, and one of the issues, the practical issues we were talking about before the show, and one of the main reasons that Senator Scott wanted to be on the brief is because of things like school choice. So during a pandemic, the public schools are closed. If a state wanted to offer a way for a student to get back into a classroom by offering some sort of offset or credit, that would be a revenue non-revenue neutral move by the state that could trigger the clawback and make them have to give back the COVID relief funds.
Yeah, no, it could affect schooling choice and schooling options. All right, so join me tonight live, finally,
for a concert
in person with everybody on the stage.
Everyone healthy.
Everybody's healthy.
Not that you guys were in some of the more vulnerable categories.
We were. We are. Saying, so the band's, mature.
Yes. But that's what makes
it fun.
That's
what makes it fun.
Yeah, exactly. You get to hear some of your favorite songs. Yeah, you need to be careful. But we're back tonight, 8 o'clock. It'll be the kind of final ramp for our matching challenge.
Yeah, we really want your support. Big day today, too, at the ACLJ. This is the biggest day of the month, so your support is critical.
That's right. Again, if you give $10, it becomes $20. You give $1,000, it becomes $2. 10 becomes 20. You can do that right now at ACLJ.org. I encourage you not only to go there to donate, but I encourage you to go there to support and look at the news. Look at all the content we create. We'll be back with another half hour. If you don't get it on your local radio station, find us live on Facebook and YouTube. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Seculo Live. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
All right, let's reset for those just tuning in. That is right. The ACLJ is currently, right now, while we were on the air, the ACLJ has sued the Biden administration on this FOIA issue related to the topic, the very serious, very dark, very disturbing topic of the use of aborted baby fetal parts for research. Not something I love talking about on the air, but sometimes you got to do it. And look, I've told you, the most gruesome stuff, I'm not going to do it. I know a lot of people listen with their kids. They're homeschooling. They do all of these things. I'm not going to get into the exact details on this, but you can if you really want to know. On our website, there's an article by Ben Cisney, and there's plenty of others, specifically about this issue and what this is pertaining to. And when you read it, just trust me, this is stomach-churning stuff, stuff you're not going to be able to get out of your brain. So fair warning. Probably should have a graphic warning on that blog, because it is very intense of what's going on. And when you have Jen Psaki saying, oh, we think it's all fine, we think it's great, there are levels of morals, and as Than brought up, an ethics board has been removed. The reason why? Probably because they realize it's unethical. Because there are more ethical ways to do these things. And I'm not pretending to be a scientist. Heck, I'm not even pretending to be your lawyer. But there are plenty of those at the ACLJ that are currently in court. And we have a ton of calls coming in. Look, we planned on hitting a lot of topics today. The Washington Post ended the Biden fact-checking database. We're going to talk about that if we have time. But this has taken up an aggressive amount of our time. There's a lot of phone calls coming in about it. I don't want to just blow past this and move on to another topic, because I do feel like it's important. We're going to talk about some of these other things, but this is a very important topic.
And we did have a good question from Darlene on YouTube saying, can't we request the unredacted documents on the first request? We do.
You do.
That's what we're asking for. We want all the documents unredacted. That's what we're asking for. Yeah. And the reason we have to sue is because we're entitled to.
But they don't.
There
give
are
them
very
to
few exceptions, especially in the human health and human services department. Now, it's if it's classified information, like when we're going to the State Department, sometimes those there are sources and methods that they don't want released that the court will agree with the State Department on. With Health and Human Services, we should be getting a lot. Almost everything we ask for unredacted, and they don't. They either don't respond, they either say, yeah, we got this request, but nothing further, or they say, we are not going to tell you whether or not we have anything. And so we go to court and we say, we're entitled to the documents, we are entitled to them unredacted, please give this to us now. And that's where we start the real legal fight.
And I think we should reset and hear what's coming from the White House press briefings in just the last couple of days on this. If you heard the first segment of the show, you've heard this already, but this is for those who are just tuning in. Some of you guys I know came in late. This is the White House press briefing. You'll hear a reporter followed by Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. So take a listen. That is,
as you well know, the administration just lifted the ban on researchers using fetal tissue from elective abortions. In the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the leaders of the president's own faith said in reaction, it is deeply offensive, quote, to millions of Americans for our tax dollars to be used for research that collaborates with an industry built on the taking of innocent lives. How does the White House respond to that criticism?
Look, I think the White House respectfully disagrees, and we believe that it's important to invest in science and look for opportunities to cure diseases, and I think that's what this is hopeful to do.
Again, kind of blowing past the gory details of it all and just saying, we think it's all fine.
She respectfully disagrees, but the gory details are not respectful.
Yeah, this just goes back to Obama era. We respect your opinion, but you're ignorant and wrong. Because, you know, we're the all-powerful almighty. You know, and it's just where we're at right now. Look, again, we're coming to the next segment. A couple of calls are on there. And we've lost some because we haven't taken many calls yet. If you're on hold right now, we will get to you in either the next or the following segment. And if you want to be on the air, we'll do our best to get to you as well. 1-800-684-3110. We'll get those calls up well in the next segment. Again, Than Bennett's in D.C. Will Haynes is here. And hundreds of ACLJ employees across the country and all over the world are here because of people like you who support the organization. That's at ACLJ.org. It's an easy place to donate and learn so much about what we do here. Again, this is the final day of our matching challenge. Go to ACLJ.org. We'll be right back. We'll take some calls, 1-800-684-3110.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Currently jammed, but we're going to get to some of those. Let's kick it off immediately with a phone call. Let's go to Vaughn in Massachusetts on line two. You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes, you are. Thanks for holding.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for filing. And I just have to say something, and then I'm going to say something else. Now, the United States is the same as Russia and China for being mass murderers in the millions. That's very deplorable. It's a complete abomination because of these abortions. We've now entered that arena with them. Think
I understand.
About it.
It's all okay. It's, yep. Go ahead, Will.
Well, and to Vaughn's point also, in some cases, when it comes to abortion, we're worse than many
we're
countries.
We're the industry leader.
We are, and Than knows the details also on this, but we're only one of seven nations, I believe, in the world that allows late-term abortions to the extent that the United States does. And it's disgusting when you think about it. Than, you have the stats on that, right?
Yeah, Will, that's correct. One of only seven nations in the world that does not restrict late-term abortion in any way. And that list is not one that you would want to be on. Will, there is actually a discharge petition in the House of Representatives. Without getting into the weeds, essentially, if 218 members of Congress of either party would go down to the floor and sign their name on that discharge petition, Nancy Pelosi could not block the bill that would stop us from being, would remove us from that list, would ban late-term abortion in the United States of America. But 218 members of the House, Will, at this point, are not willing to go down and sign it.
And the group of nations that we are in the company of is Canada, China, the Netherlands, North Korea, Singapore, the United States, and Vietnam.
Yeah. So doesn't really feel like we fit on that list.
No.
As America. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Ronald in South Carolina. You're on the air, Ronald. Thanks for holding again.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I truly enjoyed all the information because we're just not getting this anywhere else. My comment is what Logan had said at the beginning about those who have voted and all of a sudden are surprised by the response they're getting from those that have been voted in office. And
of course.
All I have to say to that is the fact that, unfortunately, I think they've been lulled in by the Democratic Convention, and when Michelle Obama says your life depends upon you voting and voting right, and now the life of hundreds of thousands of unborn babies are now being snuffed out because of that vote, because of this election.
Ronald, I think you're right. I think it also has to do with the churches and sort of the progressive movement in churches and the woke movement in churches that tell you that this is not the issue of our time. This is not the important issue that we need to be dealing with. Look at all this other stuff that conservatives don't deal with. Of course, that's a bunch of crap. That's not something that anyone actually believes, because if you really look at where Christians specifically are in there and are working in communities and are actually supporting children and are supporting families and supporting the homeless, it is the church's job essentially to do that. But there has been a cosmic shift on this issue. We talked about it back in the election when there was the pro-life evangelicals for Biden group that got together with a bunch of, again, sort of more liberal church leaders saying, oh, we're pro-life, but we don't feel that that outweighs the issue. And I have to say, like I've said before many times, it's okay for this one to be your single issue. I really believe that. I think that there are certain things that it's okay for you to be like, I disagree on most of it. Maybe that one issue. And look, no one said you had to go vote for Donald Trump. No one said you had to go vote for Joe Biden. There are plenty of other options. There are options to just not vote at all. But to be active in that kind of rhetoric was really unfortunate. It's sad that that's what we're seeing within the church. We're also seeing that in regards to Israel. We're seeing that in regards to a lot of things. So it's not just, hey, the Michelle Obama put out this initiative. It also is happening internally, and we have to be very well aware of that. And you are seeing some backlash. You are seeing people finally stand up. But I think when you really look at this administration, you aren't seeing the kind, compassionate situation that maybe people voted for. They voted for the end of the kids in cages, and guess what they got? An even worse situation at the border. They voted for pro-life in general, ideas. And guess what you have? Something like this where, the ethics boards are removed. That's where you have to go look at where is the demon in the room here.
And when you talk about ethics boards, wouldn't even someone who is for this type of research, as horrific as that sounds, wouldn't you think any time you're dealing with sensitive issues of science or medicine, you would want ethics involved? Isn't ethical science something that is good? Right. But yet if an administration is just completely blowing over the entire concept of having ethics restrictions with scientific research, or even analyzing it from a government point of view when it comes to our money, our taxpayer dollars being spent on this, that's shocking. The administration would be like, this is not something we think is right, worth our time anymore.
And Than, they just have no use for any kind of oversight in terms of supporting life.
Their mind's just already made up, Logan. It already is, and they don't want to have to go through the rigmarole of checking the box on the ethics board. I mean, I would add this layer to it. The 15 members of that board, if they were to leave it constituted, who gets to appoint those members? I mean, Secretary Becerra gets to appoint those members. So, in all reality, he could appoint members to that board who would actually give him the advice that he would want. But, Logan, I got to tell you, I think it would be difficult. As sold out to the abortion industry as many on the left are, I think it would be difficult to find 15 medical professionals that would look at this information and then sign their name to a document that says this is the most ethical way to do this research. Again, we're not going to get into the details, but if people read this blog, there is no way with a straight face you can say this is the most ethical option for this type of research.
Right, exactly. If the ethics board, this tells you everything you need to know. If the ethics board was likely to rule in their favor on this, they would still have it. Because then it would tell all of us, the ones that are filing FOIA requests and lawsuits, if the ethics board, even if we disagreed with the ethics board, if they're like, look, we have an ethics board, which sounds very official, that is telling us that this is okay.
What we're doing is okay.
But the fact that they have to get rid of that tells you everything you need to know about it, that it's not ethical.
Yeah, they're removing.
And they're afraid of the ethics board.
Yeah, you start removing the protective agencies. You start removing the things that are keeping things in line, is where chaos breaks loose, and you have issues where modern science is not necessarily has no oversight. And there are moral things that happen within modern science that we need to make sure there's at least information out there. Look, we're suing right now, and really what we're suing for is information to then be able to build our case for the next time around. Hey, this was not supposed to be the only topic today. We did have other things we wanted to talk about. We only have one segment left on this show. So unfortunately, I have to say thank you to our incredible research team and everyone put together this show. But this topic just took over because I do think when it comes to a day like today, the end of our matching challenge, when the work of the ACLJ happens to line up, and look, it has nothing to do with the fact that it was the end of the matching challenge. It just happened to be this way, where the day of the end of the matching challenge happens to line up with the day that we sue the Biden administration. We have to spend time on it. And you need to spend some time thinking about ways you can support the organization as well, ACLJ.org. Even if you just enjoy this show, even if you've just liked what we do here, guess what? There is a dozen video crew, audio crew in there right now producing all of this for you. And they have to, obviously, we pay them, we pay to keep the lights on. And that is all coming from the ACLJ supporters. All of it, 100%. ACLJ.org to do that. We appreciate it. And then tonight, later on, if you're like, Logan, this is a little heavy. If you want to have a little more fun, tonight, the Jay Sekulow Band reunites. Not for one time only. They'll be back now. But finally, reunites in the first time in the same room in over a year for an end of our matching challenge concert. Kind of a fundraising event. But it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of old songs, a lot of new songs. Obviously, you have John Schlitt from Petra. You have John Elefante from Kansas. You have a myriad of other incredible musicians that are in this band. Mark Townsend. I can go through the whole list, but I feel like that's would be a little bit much. But you can go through everybody. I can just go through. These are Grammy Award winner, Dove Award winning musicians. It's a lot of fun. That'll be tonight at 8 o'clock on all our social media channels. If you're watching the show right now, however you're watching it, we're going to be there. Now, it may not pop up on ACLJ.org. I'm not sure. I have to check on that. But it will be on our YouTube channel, which is how you're watching this on ACLJ.org. So make sure you subscribe so you get a notification. Click that thumbs up. Turn on notifications because that's coming tonight. Make sure you like all of our pages, that you share, and you get people involved. In the next segment, we're going to take as many calls as possible. So we have a couple lines open right now. And here's what you need to do. Just go over, pick up your phone. If you're on your phone watching this, you can minimize this for a second. I won't be offended. 1-800-684-3110. You can also put your comment in. We read those. We have a whole team of people that are going through those and not only responding and reading, they're also just checking out what's going on. That's, again, ACLJ.org. Take a look at it. The concert will be on the website tonight. So however you're watching this show right now, unless it's on radio, you can check out the concert tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, then work your way back, 7 Central. What's after that, Will? Mountain? 6 Mountain?
There is a Mountain time zone, yes.
And then I think we go to Pacific time?
Pacific comes after that, 5. Right. Right.
So I'm just making sure everyone knows. And you can watch it later on as well. But the deadline's midnight tonight to support the ACLJ in our matching challenge. That's it again at ACLJ.org. Phone lines are lighting up. I want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110 as we head into this final segment. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
This final segment, phone lines are lighting up. But Will, you did have an update on something I think we need to touch on. I know I said we try to get to multiple topics, but I think this is one we definitely need to address again about the work of the ACLJ.
That's right. We mentioned earlier in the show about the amicus brief that we're filing on behalf of members of Congress, both in the right. House and the Senate. This one is the case where the Biden administration, through the stimulus bill and the COVID relief bill, they put restrictions on how states could lower taxes for their citizens. And we had mentioned that we filed in Ohio on behalf of members of Congress. Well, I can now report that it is being filed as we speak on air in Alabama. And I think it's important to remind people about this, and also Than, to talk about the work of who we're representing on this brief, because it's really important and shows the impact of the ACLJ, not just when we sue the Biden administration, but also our work with Congress.
Yeah, well, it was important that states across the country fight back on this, and we are seeing that now in these multiple lawsuits. But we've engaged federal lawmakers to say that, look, even the people that passed this law, many of them voted against it. In fact, all of them on this list would have voted against it. But even we as federal lawmakers know that this provision is not constitutional. We mentioned before, Will, that there were 78 total members, 58 in the House and 20 in the Senate. But I wanted to specifically recognize four of them. These were the four individuals, two in the House, two in the Senate, that really led the way on this. The first is the chairman of the Republican Study Committee in the House, Jim Banks. Then the ranking member of the Ways and Means Committee. That's the committee of jurisdiction on this, Kevin Brady. And then over in the Senate, Will, two leads as well. The ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, the committee of jurisdiction again, Mike Crapo. And then Jay mentioned this earlier in the broadcast, but Tim Scott. And we were so happy to have Tim Scott on this because, again, Will, you alluded to this. But think about this. In 2024, 3 years from now, if any state out there decides they want to expand school choice, this provision would be triggered and they would lose stimulus funds from 2021. So very grateful to those four leads.
Right. That is important to bring up. It's not just within this year that, okay, if 3 months after the state gets the relief funds, they decide to start maneuvering or changing some of their tax code. But it's like a school choice or property taxes, sales tax, any sort of revenue source for the state in 2024, if they were to adjust that, it could cause the Treasury, the United States Treasury, to say, hey, you owe us all that relief money that we gave you during the pandemic. So just think about that. And it just shows the egregiousness and the unconstitutionality of this entire bill.
And it's why we exist. It's why the ACLJ is there fighting. It's why we have people all over the country. We have people like Than in Washington, D.C., making sure that we're involved in helping, you know, these senators and helping everyone get involved, because sometimes they need a little extra help too, and we can be there because of the work of the ACLJ. And these situations, we launched a school choice initiative last year. That didn't go away. That's something we're continuing to work on, whether that's school choice specific or specifically about getting kids back into school. I know that's a big topic coming up. We're headed into summer break for a lot of kids, and people are still unsure what's going to happen next year in a lot of the country. So that's why, again, we have the School Choice Initiative, another great program with the ACLJ. You can find that on our website. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's go to Bill in Wyoming on line one. Bill, welcome. Sorry for the hold.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for giving thinking people a venue for being able to have something to say about what's going on and giving it to those who really need to hear it. And now I want to make my comment on what Psaki said in that audio clip. It seems to me she might as well have just told the guy, hey, we don't sweat the small stuff, and that really upsets me.
Yeah, because, the small stuff in this is, unfortunately, specifically, again, not to get too graphic, the research use of aborted baby fetal parts, so aborted baby parts. And, Than, I think it's a little even harder for us and people who have dealt with kids with either with special needs or kids who have been in the NICU. My kids were in the NICU for weeks. Premature children. When you deal with those situations, these become a little bit more real. And I I don't want to bring the mood down in the room here, but this is why this topic wasn't supposed to be the whole show and ended up being the whole show.
Yeah, I agree with you, Logan. Look, and I don't think it's bringing the mood down because, like you, I've had the opportunity to be involved in countless newborn lives, and many of them do have physical challenges. You know, my wife and I had a child that dealt with some physical challenges. We continue to have the opportunity to care for newborns that have physical challenges. Here's what I would tell you, though, Logan. In the United States of America, there is no child, no matter their disability, no matter their limitations, who is not desired and who would not have the ability to find a home. So I agree with the caller. Jen Psaki might say that these are small things, but look, there is no higher responsibility than defending the vulnerable. And in the United States of America, Logan, there is a home that would welcome each of those child if they were given that opportunity.
Right. That's another issue I'd love to deal with later on, which is to help simplify that as well. Let's go to Richard in California. We're going to try to get through these calls. Richard, thanks for holding. You're on the air on line three.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say God's blessings to the ACLA and to the band.
Thanks. Tonight, 8 o'clock. Yep.
That's right. I'll be watching.
Awesome.
But anyway,
thank you, Richard.
I have a statement and a question. First of all, I don't know what more the American people need to open their eyes to this government that we have right now. Most of these people that are making this a decision on these aborted babies are Catholic.
Yeah.
And I think the Catholic Church needs to stand up and be a little stronger in their statements,
Richard,
against these people.
I feel that way about all churches. I feel that way about the evangelical church. But here's also the problem for even my friends that are atheists, or this is not a moral conundrum for them. I don't understand how technology, you don't see how things have progressed, that this is still even something that we do in this country. When you see visually a baby from the very beginning until birth, and all of that, how that we've ignored that technological leap for our own, you know, so people can, you know, feel safe. And it's absurd. And we got to make sure we're always on the front lines of this. And we are at the ACLJ. Let's go back to calls. Let's go to Brennan in Utah. Line two, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. My question was actually in relation to the suppression of free speech and the support of the administration by the media and the tech tyrants. I'm wondering if the ACLJ has anything in plan to deal with them playing favorites with the 230 protections.
Look, Brennan, there's always issues with that. There's a reason why I even said go to ACLJ.org to read some of the details, because you never know what's going to throw off an algorithm, but will.
And something else that we're watching closely is that Florida is actually set to sign into law, and Governor DeSantis will. It's passing through the legislature right now. But this is something that would address the deplatforming of political candidates. And so it's a step towards that. They'll be the first state to do it. It's something we will be watching.
Right.
It's most certain to land in court. And so we'll have to see
where the bill lands,
what the claim is and everything. But essentially, it would allow the platforms to suspend people for up to 14 days, but they can't just ban or deplatform or permanently delete a candidate. So it's specifically dealing with the political angle of it, but it'll be curious to see what comes out of this and where it goes next.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Again, we're not sure exactly where it's going to land, but you know the ACLJ, we're on top of everything. We are checking out. I mean, that was in our news packet today. It was something we're going to get to. But again, this topic took over the hour, and I think it darn well should have. So at ACLJ.org, you can support the work that we do here. Hundreds of attorneys and video team and audio team and our web team and our developers and our researchers and assistants and everything you could possibly need. You see this is not a small production, folks. It needs your help. We need your support at ACLJ.org. You're giving to a much greater cause than a TV show or a radio show. You're giving to world changers. Again, that's at ACLJ.org, part of the matching challenge today. Jay Sekulow Band live on social media and ACLJ.org tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll see you there.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.